Bantam Doubleday Dell Audio Publishing presents Brian's Return by Gary Paulson. Chapter 1. Brian sat quietly, taken by a peace he had not known for a long time, and let the canoe drift forward along the lily pads. To his right was the shoreline of a small lake he had flown into an hour earlier. Around him was the lake itself, an almost circular body of water, approximately 80 acres, surrounded by northern forest, pine, spruce, poplar and birch, and thick brush. It was late spring, June 3rd to be exact, and the lake was teeming, crawling, buzzing, and flying with life. Mosquitoes and flies filled the air, swarming on him, and he smiled now, remembering his first horror at the small blood drinkers. In the middle of the canoe he had an old coffee can with some kindling inside it, and a bit of birch bark, and he lit them and dropped a handful of green poplar leaves on the tiny fire. Soon smoke billowed out and drifted back and forth across the canoe, and the insects left him. He had repellent with him this time, along with nearly 200 pounds of other gear, but he hated the smell of it, and found it didn't work as well as a touch of smoke now and then. The black flies and deer flies and horse flies ignored repellent completely. He swore they seemed to lick it off, but they hated the smoke and stayed well off the canoe. The relief gave him time to see the rest of the activity on the lake. He remained still, watching, listening. To his left rear, he heard a beaver slap the water with its tail and dive, a warning at the intruder, at the strange, smoking log holding the person. Brian smiled.